आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्त जनक निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
सो इन वर्स नंबर 418 विशा अखंड आनंदात्मानं विज्ञाय स्वस्वरूपतः। Having known Atman, which is akhanda ananda, indivisible bliss, and is my own self, swaswarupata, it's my own self. Then after that he says, with what motive and for whom tattva with cherish body? For whom? So Jivan Mukta, number one, has got no desire. Why no desire? No kartitva, because doership has ended and desire has ended because the vasanas has ended. All the desires are for sukh only, and he has got the source of sukh. Therefore, no desires, and he has got the sarvatma bhav. So, what is the benefit of this science of reality? Why should we study this science? So, it is said in the next verse, in 419. The perfected yogi, Sansiddha, who is liberated while living, Jivan Muktasya, he enjoys bliss eternal within and without. Bahiranta sadananda rasasvadanam atmani. In his own Atman, he is happy with his own Atman. He has got no other objects, but he is happy. And sadananda, continuously, not yadakadananda, sadananda, continuously he is happy. Then, in the verse number 420, said, Vairagya sa phalam bodha. What is the fall? What is the fruit of Vairagya dispassion? Bodha, knowledge. And bodha sa uparati phalam. And what is the reward of bodha? Knowledge. Uparati, withdrawal. Withdrawal from the whole world. Uparati. स्वानंद अनुभवात शांतिम ऐसा उपरते फलम. एंड व्हाट इज द फल, व्हाट इज द फ्रूट ऑफ उपरति, व्हाट विल आई गेट? तो इट इज सेड विल गेट आनंद एंड शांति. सो फॉर आत्मज्ञान हाइएस्ट वैराग्य इज नीडेड. हाइएस्ट वैराग्य मीन्स वी गेट एन एग्जाम्पल इन द केस ऑफ नचिकेता. ही वॉज ऑफर्ड एवरीथिंग, नित्य गीत एंड अप्सरा एंड एवरीथिंग ही वॉज ऑफर्ड, बट इंस्टेंटली ही रिजेक्टेड. 100% वैराग्य, नो मोर इंटरेस्टेड इन वर्ल्डली थिंग्स. सो इन वैराग्य, वॉट इज वैराग्य? वैराग्य इज फ्री ऑफ लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स, नो मोर लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स. When the mind is free of likes and dislikes, that mind is fit for sravan. And suppose you attain vairagya and you don't do sravan, what will happen? No fruit, no bodha, no knowledge. So after vairagya, we have to do the sravan for knowledge. So how to measure our progress? So it is said in verse number 421, यद उत्तरोत्तराभाव है पूर्व पूर्वंतु निष्फलम. इफ आई एम नॉट गेटिंग द सक्सीडिंग स्टेज देन द प्रीवियस स्टेज इज नॉट कंप्लीट. प्रीवियस स्टेज इज नॉट कंप्लीट. निवृत्ति परमा तृप्ति आनंदो उत्पम स्व, बट वेन देर इज ए टोटल उपरति निवृत्ति देन यू विल गेट आनंद. एंड व्हाट टाइप ऑफ आनंद? अनुपम, अनपैरेलल, unparalleled आनंद. A couple of days ago, Premalji was helping me to register my COVID vaccination. There is a form. They have got three stages. So I was filling a form number one. Then I said, next. Next is not coming. Next is not coming means the previous one is not correct. Then I call Premaji, what is this happening? I am not able to open the second page. That you must have not completed all the fields there. Then he went through, helped me to fill. Then came the second page. When the second page is filled, then you come to the third page. Uttarottar abhava. If the second page is not coming, that means the first page is not complete. If knowledge is not happening, that means the vairag is not complete. If uparati is not happening, that means the knowledge is not complete. Okay. Then he says in verse number 422, the fruit of knowledge is indifference toward worldly sorrows. Indifference toward worldly sorrows. Sorrows will come. Sorrows will come. But he is indifferent. In Bhagavad Gita also we find, yavladdha chaparam labham manyate naadikam tata. Whatever you have gained, after that nothing more is to be gained. Once you get the atmagyan, after that nothing more is to be gained. What will happen after? Yasmin sthito na dukkena gurnapi vichalyate. Yasmin sthito, if you are abiding in that knowledge, then gurnapi, even the dukkha is gurnapi. Gurnapi means heavy sorrow. Na vichalyate, he is not affected. So what is vidya? Vidya sa vidya ya vimukte. Vidya is that which will give me mukti. So during bhranti vela, under delusion, we do all selfish action. All kama karma happen only in the bhranti vela, in delusion, when we are ajnanis. That means before spiritual knowledge, but after spiritual knowledge, no selfish action. He acts out of joy. He is alert. He knows I don't want to get bound by my actions. No more selfish actions. And in verse number 423 we saw, turning away from the unreal is the result of knowledge. When the bodh happens, when the atmagyan happens, after that there will be automatic withdrawal from the world. Why automatic withdrawal? I know fully well this world will give me sorrow only. This world will give me sorrow only. Knowing that this fire will burn my finger, why should I go and burn my finger? I will not go. I will keep a safe distance, that's all. So attachment, you are all attached to OIT. Why so? Ignorance. attachment to unreal is because of ignorance. And that is seen in the case of Shankaracharya giving a beautiful example. Example, there is a Marumarichika, Miraj is there. And one person, he knows Miraj, other person, he does not know about the Miraj. In the Miraj, what happens? At that distance, you are seeing that there is water. There is water. And other person is also saying, water there. But he is not aware of that in the Miraj, there is no real water there. So if the person who knows that there is no water there, even if he is thirsty, will he run for that water? He will not run. He will not run. If he is running, that means the knowledge has not happened. That knowledge is not correct. And other person not knowing that there is a water, there is no water there, and he runs to get the water. He will not get water there. Same way, after knowledge that there is no sukh in the world, even a jnani runs for that sukh in the OET, then the knowledge has not happened. He knows the source of sukh is inside me and I am happy. Jnani will run to OET only for the sustenance of his body, that's all. That also Shankaracharya is going to tell that he will not worry about that also. His prarabdha will bring his bhojan there, wherever he is. Next, 424.
Ajnana hridaya granthehe.
Ajnana hridaye granthehe.
Vinasho yad asheshatah.
Vinasho yad asheshatah.
Anichor visayah kimnu.
Anichor visayah kimnu.
Pravritte karanam swatah.
Pravritte karanam swatah.
Ajnana hridaya granthe vinasho yad asheshatah anichor visayah kimnu pravritte karanam swatah.
Now you know well what is this ajnana hridaya granthi. Hridaya granthi. Granthi not. Where is this not? In hridaya, in heart. What is this not? Not of ignorance. Ajnana hridaya granthe, yadi, if you know this ajnana hridaya granthe and you are able to asesata binasa, asesata means total, total binasa. If you are able to destroy, if we are able to destroy totally this ajnana granthi which is in our heart, then it's a anicca vishaya. What will happen when the ajnana has gone? Anicca, I am become desireless. Desire what? Objects. Vishaya. Vishaya. Kimnu pravritte karanam swataha. Then after that, what natural cause can prompt a man to egocentric action? What can prompt? If a jnana granthi is removed, that means vasana is removed. If the vasana is removed, there is no desire. If there is no desire, there is no action. Very simple. So he will not do any selfish action. So ajnana hridaya granthe vinasa yadi asesta, the cause of hridaya granthi is ignorance. What is this ignorance? Ignorance of our own Atman. That is ignorance. And from ignorance comes the desire. And from desire comes action. Avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma, this we know. You have heard this, avidya kam karma, hridaya granthi, anarthkari parampara. We all know this thing. We are all stuck in this anarthkari parampara. Ignorance, kam, karma. Or earlier, Shankaracharya says, vasana, kam, karma. Vasana, kam, karma. Okay. Anichanno visaya kimnu pravritte karanam swataha. One who is free of desire, who will prompt him to act? Since the knot of heart is destroyed, vasana is not there, ignorance is not there. If vasana is not there, there is no desire in intellect. If there is no desire in intellect, there is no action at the body level. Very simple science. Thus, there is no pravritti for him. Why should he go to OIT? Such a realized person, or whose jnana is removed by knowledge, why should he go to OIT? He will not go to OIT. He is contented. He has got the source of joy. Therefore, anicchanna, no desire. Why we run to OIT? Only for sukh, na? For each action, we expect sukh out of that. But he has got the source of all sukh. Therefore, he is not interested in going to OIT for sukh. We have to understand it is not a physical heart where you will find one knot and you go to heart surgeon. Okay, I have got a knot. I have studied Shastra and everywhere they have say that you have got a knot of heart. Hridaya Granthi, please go and cut my Hridaya Granthi. He will not be able to do it. Heart surgeon will say if there is a blockage, I will do a bypass. A bypass. How do we understand bypass? Like the road construction. Construction is diversion, bypass. Again, you come to the main road. So who will operate this granthi? It is Sadguru. He will operate. How will he operate? He will cut the knot by thoughts. What thought? Knowledge thoughts. He will cut this knot by the knowledge thoughts. And these knowledge thoughts are the instrument in the hands of Guru. He will tell you, see, this is happening, you do this way, again is gone. How to realize? He will tell you about the Atman. He will tell you also the means to reach there. That is what we are studying in Vivek Churamani or in Gita, in Bhagavad Gita also. What is that Bhagavad Gita? Upanishadsu. It is Upanishad. Brahma Vidyayam, it is Brahma Vidya. Yoga Shastra, it tells you the sadhana also to reach there. In this way, we have to remove this knot of heart. But one basic thing is there, that one must believe Guru. Unless you don't believe Guru, you will not walk. You will not accept. You have to believe. Therefore, in Sadarshan, it is a Sadguru Veda Bachan Vishwasa. If the Sadguru is saying, take it as a Ved, he cannot tell you anything without Shastra. Whatever he is saying is said in the Shastra. That is Veda Bachan. That much Vishwas, that much faith, that much belief we must have in the words of Guru. Gurudev says, ignorance, desire, and action, avidya, kam, karma, are the hindrances in our attempt to gain the experience of our real nature. Avidya, kam, karma, this granthi is always playing. It is not allowing me to go to my Paramatma, my own Atma, my own Swarup. It is the vasana. Many times we have said, vasana is the curtain, which is not allowing me to reach to Atman. They are considered in Vedanta Shastra as the knots on the heart of a man. Heart here does not mean the organ pumping blood, but the personality of the man, the essential personality of a man, is always tied down by these three knots, avidya, kam, karma. When they are completely cut asunder, the knowledge of the self is easily gained. Remove avidya by avidya, knowledge gained. Partial destruction of them we find in the deep sleep also. In deep sleep, we find that the ego is only connected to causal body, not to gross body and subtle body. But deep sleep leads to no realization. The annihilation of these knots should be total. The annihilation of these knots should be total. When individual gains the knowledge of the real, the infinite, the ignorance of the self ends. A vidya can end by vidya, we have seen many times. Where ignorance has ended, their desire cannot arise. If the vasana is not there, if the ignorance is not there, there cannot arise a desire. Why? Because I now know the source of all sukh. I am not interested in the petty sukh of the world now. Where desire are not, there actions cannot be. No desire, no action. No avidya, no desire, no action. When the knot of the heart have been cut, why should the individual entertain the weighty? You and I do not run after the toys because we have no desire for them. But in order to entertain children around us, we may play with them. When we thus play with the toy, that play will be entirely different from how we played when we were children. After knowledge, you can play with OET, no problem. Now you know what is this OET, what is this sansar, what are these sense objects and everything you know. Then we live life with ego and egocentric desire. Now there is no ego, no egocentric desire to corrupt our play. This is the difference. After knowledge also, world will be there. We all will be interacting with the world also. But now, play is altogether different. In the same way, having gained the knowledge of the self, an individual may play in the world outside, never involved with the ego and its desire. He is never caught, he is never attached to unreal. Since the man of realization has no desire, he does not undertake any ego-prompted or desire-prompted activity. Ignorance of reality, avidya, at the intellectual level is called desire, at the mental level thoughts, and at the physical level actions. Avidya kam kam. The man of realization has no pravritti yet. All the possible impulses for actions are dried up in him. Next, 425.
Vasananudayo bhoge. Vairagyasya tadavadhi. Aham bhavo daya bhavah. Bodhasya paramavadhi. Lina vritteranutpatti. Maryado paratestusa. Vasananudayo bhoge. Vairagyasya tadavadhihi. Aham bhavo daya bhavah. Bodhasya paramavadhihi. Lina vritteranutpattihi. Maryado paratestusa.
Very interesting verse. What is culmination or avadhi of vairagya bodha uparati? How we will test whether we have reached that state or not? What is the culmination? What is the highest type of vairagya bodha uparati? So each line of this verse, there are three lines, and three lines deal with three things, vairagya, bodha and uparati. In the first line, we will find tada avadi vairagyasya vasana anudaya bhogye. Tada, then avadi. Avadi, culmination. Culmination. Culmination of what? Vairagyasya, of dispassion. When you will think that now I have got the highest vairagya, vasana anudaya, not rising of desire. For what? Bhogye, for sense pleasure. No more desire arising for sense pleasure. That is the culmination of vairagya. Then paramavadi bodhasya, the supreme perfection of knowledge. Paramavadi, the culmination of bodh, of knowledge. What is that? Aham bhava uday abhava. Aham bhava, ego sense. Uday, rising of that. Abhava, absence. Absence of rise of ego sense is the culmination of knowledge. When the knowledge has happened, what does that mean? No more ego. Many times we have seen consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Once you have realized the knowledge has happened, what does that mean? Ego has gone. Ego has gone. Consciousness plus ego equal to jeev. Jeev minus ego is equal to consciousness. Realization means what? Realization means the ego is not there. Ego is destroyed. Then said in the third line, sa uparate maryada. That is the peak of the self-withdrawal of uparati. What is that? Anutpatti, non-appearance. Non-appearance of what? Of lina vritti. Lina vritti. Lina vritti is of the merged thought. Of the merged thought. Thoughts are merged. No more thoughts are arising. Does that mean in the realized person, no more thoughts are arising in the mind? Let us see. Tada vairagya sabati bhogye vasana anudaye. Abadi means the culmination. The culmination of the dispassion is when the sense objects do not excite any desire. Sense objects do not excite any desire. It means there is no rise of vasana. Desire arise when vasana is there. This is the highest definition of vairagya. Highest definition of vairagya, that vasanas are not arising. And earlier we have seen the different level of dispassion. What is dispassion? Absence of rag and dvesh. One definition we have seen, absence of vairagya dvesh. In tattvabodh we have seen viraga kah iha swarga bhogesu iccha rahityam iha here swargesu in the swarga, for swarga also no iccha, iccha rahityam. That is vairagya. This vairagya is to be based on vivek. Jor se nahi hoga. By suppressing your desire that I have got no desire, it will not happen. We have to have the vivek. What is that vivek? I know all the desires of the worldly thing are all impermanent. Even the desire for the swarga, if fulfilled, that also is not permanent. I will not become permanent citizen of swarga. Chine punne martaloke bhisanti, they will send me back, kick me out from there. So more deep is, vasana is not arising. This is more deep. Vasana is not arising. So what is vasana? So vasanas are the impressions on antahkaran. All impressions are not vasana. Whatever we see, all the impressions are we gather, we have got. If you see anything once, that impression will be there. You have seen Taj Mahal once, that impression will be there for the whole life, you will have that impression. But the impression which create desire or prompt us to act are the vasanas. In such cases, desires are irresistible. Irresistible. I want it. Without that, I will not be happy. If I get it, I will become happy. If I don't get it, I am sad. That means that the desire for that sense object has arisen. So vasana can be strong or it can be weak. What is strong vasana? In the strong vasana, there is a force in the mind. I must do it. If I don't get it, I am sad. And when I get it, I am happy. That force is there behind. That is the strong vasana. And the weak vasana, desire is there. If I get, I will be happy. If I don't get, I am unhappy. But I forget after some time. Gone. That is weak vasana. But the strong vasana, there is a force in the mind. No, I must get it. In the weak vasana, you forget after some time. So remember, all impressions are not vasana, and only strong vasana forces us to act. But who is a complete virakta? Complete virakta is sitting in the sense objects. A complete virakta, dispassionate, is sitting in the sense object, but no desires are arising. He can enjoy, he can fulfill his desire, but no, nothing is coming. He is free to fulfill. There is no compulsion, social, legal, or any other compulsion or pressure is not there in fulfilling the desire. But no vasana is arising. That is culmination of vairagya. That is culmination of Vairagya. Many times I have said, we used to go to the Houghton Mall. You know what are the shops there all around. We used to go there, not even a single shop will attract us. Why? Because I need white pajama and kurta, and none of the shops sell their white kurta and pajama. So I am not interested anywhere. Where that be Macy or anything other shop. Not interested. Why should I enter that shop? I will not enter. So amidst all the sense objects, the vasana is not arising. But what is our position? We are also virakta. When the objects are not there, when the objects are not around us, we are virakt. But the moment we see, enter into Macy, you see how many desires comes, the new designs and all these things are coming. Even ability or strength to give up also is vairagya. We all have that strength. We are growing in vairagya. Not reach the peak. We are listening about the Vairagya in satsang in each and every Vivek Chudamani class. But merely by listening, Vairagya is not going to happen. We have to put in effort. And the culmination is that when the sense object do not excite us to attain, it is Vairagya. Like for checking our temperature, body temperature, we need a thermometer, na? Similarly, we can also check our vairagya. While you are walking on the pavement, seeing the pebbles there, do you ever get a desire to pick them up? Never. By seeing a garbage bin, do you have any desire to see and open it and pick up something from there? No. Similarly, all the sense objects will be all around us, but there is no desire to get it. Iheswara bhogesu iccha rahitam. And it should be natural. It's not being forcefully done. Natural. Naturally, it should not come. And that is what we see in the case of Nachiketa. Offered everything. He saw the musician, dancing girls, all the chariots and everything, but no desire came. No, lakho apne paas, I don't want it. So what is the culmination of bodha? Culmination of the avadhi. Avadhi of bodha, knowledge. Bodhasya paramavadhi aham bhava udaya bhava. Knowledge has different stages. There is no more ego coming up. Knowledge has got different stages. One stage is that reading, understanding, studying scriptures or any subject, you can say, yes, I have got the knowledge. A little bit higher level, after studying, I am giving discourse. That is also knowledge. That is also knowledge. But highest sign of knowledge is there is no rise of ego. No rise of ego. I am so and so. I am a great speaker. I am a bad speaker. I am liked by many. I am not liked by people. Or I am inferior. I am superior. Ego means I have conditioned, limited myself. If I have some bhav of myself, egolessness is culmination of knowledge. Egolessness is the culmination of causes. He will not say even that I am jiva or I am this deha. He will always say, I am Brahman. This is Paramavadi. This is the final culmination of Bodha. Now somebody may ask you, every Sunday morning you go to the Vedant class from 8 to 9. Have you realized? Have you reached Brahman? People may ask you, for the last 6.5 years you are listening to Vedanta, and many of you for 20, 25 years you are listening to Jnana Yajna, maybe more than that also. If somebody asked you, have you reached, have you become Brahman? Oh, you can say almost. We are forced to accept Brahman because uncle is saying every class that you are Brahman, you are Brahman, Brahman. And sometimes he proves also, Atman is within you. We all have got the Atman. We understand also. But the moment we come out of that class, then we say, no, I am Jiva. I am not Brahman. How do we test that we have got ego is coming or not? If you are feeling sad, happy, honor, dishonor, that means ego is there. How to test whether my ego has ended or not? I have got the bodh, I got the knowledge, I am studying Vedanta for so many years. Whether the ego has ended or not. Simple. Simple. Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling honor, dishonor? If yes, the ego is still there. So, it means even after studying so much of Bhagavad Gita, Keno Upanishad, Isha Upanishad, and Kaivalya Upanishad, Dirghadishi Vivek, and all that, still we have got the ego. We are still feeling sad, unhappy, sometimes happy. So a lot of effort is needed to remove it. At least it should loosen, you know. The ego should loosen. And what is the sign of it is loosen? If I don't react or if I forget it, know it that your ego is loosen. Earlier I used to remember, oh, this person has said me this thing. And for whole life I remember. Every day I remember. And that I make that impression more and more strong. This person said me this. If I am able to forget it. Or don't react to it. Somebody is saying something. Huh? Then it has loosened. So what is the culmination of the uparati? Leena vritte anutupatti. Anutupatti is the ability to withdraw from oeti. Uparati is the ability to withdraw from oeti. Therefore, leena vritte. This is the peak of self-withdrawal. When vritti dissolves in Brahman and becomes one with the Brahman, that is peak. What is mind? Mind is a flow of thought. What is realization when the no thoughts are there? And you are aware of that. It is not, we are not talking about the deep sleep and there are no thoughts. We are talking about the samadhi in which vrittis are not there. But I am aware of it. But when we come out of samadhi, again the vritti will come. Vritti will be there. So knowing that vritti is false, it is considered as good as dead. Knowing that the vritti are false, unreal, they are considered as dead. We consider all vritti as real. In Ajnana Avastha, we consider all vritti as real and identify with it. Now the vrittis are arising after knowledge. I am seeing the vrittis. A vritti of krodh has come, anger has come, a vritti of lobh has come, a desire has come. I am not attaching to it. I am not giving reality to that vritti. That is considered as dead vritti, as good as dead. We are not giving reality to it. Okay. One who reaches peak, he sees the source of vritti. In the peak avastha, one sees the source of vritti. What is the source of vritti? Shuddha aham. Ego is aham vritti. In Upadesar we have studied. Vritti are two types. Idam vritti, aham vritti. Ego is also a vritti, a thought. Who is illumining that thought? Aham vritti and idam vritti. Shuddha aham. So even if the vrittis are there, a realized person's mind is always with the Suddha aham. from where they are arising. Therefore, Raman Maharshi always used to ask one question. People used to come with all the problems. He will ask, who is experiencing this problem? Find out. And ultimately, he will take you to the Atman, who is not experiencing anything. No joy and sorrow is experienced by Atman. Okay. So next topic is a wonderful topic, sign of a realized person. Okay. After studying 425 verses, now comes the signs of a realized seer. Whether I have become realized or not. We should check, na? So now Shankaracharya is giving signs. Chinna.
Linga.
Linga to see whether we have realized or not realized. Gurudev says, the state of total attainment of detachment, vairagya, knowledge, bodh and withdrawal, uparati, which have been already explained, are now elaborated upon. The summit of vairagya is the total absence of desire to seek any enjoyment in the world of objects. Vairagya finds its fulfillment when there are no vasanas in the inner equipment. Vasanas totally destroyed. Annihilation of all the sanskar is the non-manifestation of vasana and sankalpa. In the exciting dance of the objects around, the absence of thought of enjoyment is the culmination of vairagya. You are sitting in sense objects, but still the desire is not coming. Just like, suppose after a party you are full, you have eaten up to this. And then you still see your favorite dishes or favorite sweet. Will the desire come to eat that? Even after that you see the laddu, no desire. Similarly, once you experience that bliss, after that, not interested in this petty sukh. The climax of knowledge, bodh, is the absence of I-ness and minus. The fulfillment of knowledge is when one is completely established in the reality, having torn as under the veil of ignorance. The veil of ignorance drops when the PFT is our ego, perceiver, feeler and thinker, has been transcended. There is no more ego. Total annihilation of ego is the limit of knowledge. Supreme peace attained as a result of complete renunciation of the OAT is the state of total withdrawal, uparati. When all agitations are quieted and there is no thought disturbance rising in the bosom, understand that to be the state of paramuparati. When all the misapprehensions have ended and there is endless peace and tranquility in the bosom, understand that the state to be the state of uparati at its best, the zenith of effort and attainment, the sublime height of wisdom is reached when the total withdrawal from the BMI. When these three are gained, you come to experience the unbroken knowledge of infinite bliss. Next.
Brahmakarataya sadasthitataya
Nirmukta bayarthadhi
Anyavedita bhogya bhoga kalanah
Anyavedita bhogya bhoga kalanah
Nidraluvat
balavat
Swapna lokita lokavat jagadidam Pashyan kvachit labdhadihi Aste kaschidananta punna phalabhuga
Aste kaschidananta punna phalabhuga
Dhanya samanyo bhuvi. Dhanya samanyo bhuvi. Brahmakarataya sadasthitataya nirmukta bayarthadhihi anyavedita bhogya bhoga kalanah nidraluvad balavata swapnalokita lokavad jagadidam pashyan kvachit labdhadhihi Aste kaschidananta punya phalabhuga dhanya samanyo bhuvi.
Brahma karataya sadasthitataya. Brahma karataya, on account of absorption in Brahman, how long? Sada, constantly, sthitataya, abideth in Brahman. Nirmukta bhayadi, free from the sense of reality of the external object, nirmukta. Vayardhi. Anya avidita bhogya bhoga kalna. Seemingly enjoying the sense object when offered by others. Anya avidit or anya nivedit. Others will bring food. And how is taking nidraluvat like a sleepy or valavat like a child? Sapna alokita lokavat, as seen in the dream, he is seeing pasyan jagatidam. Pasyan jagat, he is seeing this jagrat avastha as a dream state. When? Kvachita labdhabi, when he comes down from the state of samadhi, labdhadi. Aste kaschita, such a man of rarely there, aste kaschita, ananta pullabhuk, the enjoyer of the infinite merit, dhanya, he is blessed, samanya bhubi, and he is revered here on this earth. So the total meaning, on account of the constant absorption in Brahman, freed from the sense of reality of the external object, only seemingly enjoying them when offered by others, like one sleepy or like a baby, perceiving the world as one seen in dream and recognizing it only now and then, such a man indeed rare, blessed and revered here on this earth. It is very easy, I am telling you, to describe Brahman and Atman. We all have got no doubt about it. Brahman and Atman. But to describe a Brahmagyan is very difficult. Very difficult. Why it is very difficult? Because of the transformation happened inside. Inside. It is not outside. You can recognize a neta wearing a Gandhi cap. You can recognize a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer or a soldier by their dress. We can recognize. But how you will recognize a realized person? Sometimes you may see the ochre cloth, but a person may be a social worker also. He may be a nibritti margi or a pravritti margi. By outer signs you won't find anything. How can you recognize that is a realized or not? Best way is to you yourself experience. That's all. That can recognize. If we experience ourselves, I am Brahman, then only when our vision changes, with that vision I can see, yes, whether this person is realized or not realized. Otherwise, for a jnani to know whether this person is realized or not, only just by seeing the outer garment or the tilak different times or shaving heads. Bhagavan Shankaracharya discuss all these points there in Bhaj Govindam, this is all discussed. Dhanya samanyo bhavi, in this world he is revered, he is blessed, he has achieved the purpose of the life. And Shankaracharya has written dhanyashtakam for such a person. Brahma karataya sadasthitaya nirmukta bhayadi, he is living in this world as a Brahman. And he has got a Brahmakar vritti always. always inside, he said, is the Brahmakar Vritti, continuously. That awareness is always there. He is totally absorbed in Brahman. Check yourself whether the Brahmakar Vritti is always there or not. These are all the signs of a realized person. How will you realize other person has got a Brahmakar Vritti or not? Can you see his mind? We can't see. So what is going on inside his mind? Brahmakar Vritti. Tasya smriti tatra dridhaiva nishtha. What is the nishtha, abidance in Brahman? Many people ask this question. I know Brahman. I know Brahmakar Vritti. What is the meaning of abidance? Constant remembrance of Brahman is abidance in Brahman. Likhke rakhlo. We always try to check whether this Brahman person is a Brahmanist or not. Brahma Gyan he has got, but whether he is abiding in that or not. How to check? If he is constantly remembering Brahman, he is abiding in Brahman. Tasya smriti tatra dridhaiva nishtha. So how he abides? He remembers that he is Brahman. That is abidance. We constantly have this dehakar vritti, jivakar vritti. The moment I will go out from the Vivek Churamani class, I will say, I am jiva. I am there. But a jnani vritti will be, I am Brahman. Brahmakar vritti is always there. This is the difference. He never forgets. He never forgets that I am Brahman. Nirmukta bahyadi. His mind is free of bahya earth, external objects. Free of sense, external objects. Our mind is full of external objects. Our mind is full of external objects. Even after retirement, at the age of 60, 70 or 80, still we have desire of the sense objects, you see. After enjoying for so many years worldly objects, we still have desire. So only when we go to the sleep, we become bahya nirmukta. We all become bahya nirmukta. But he realizes a bahya nirmukta even while he is awake. That is the difference. Can you check his mind? No. Therefore it is difficult to know whether this person is a realized or not. Anya avedita bhogya bhoga kalna nidraluvat valvat. So whatever he needs, never demands. It comes to him. It is the prarabdha pushyati bapu. It will come to him. Others will bring. Anya avedita. Neither he earns nor he buys. Anya avedita. Actually, who is sending? God is sending to him. Yoga semam bahamyaham. People bring it. And how he takes that? Pratidinam vichha usadam bhujyatam jan kripana asturyam utsrijyatam sadhana panchakam. It will come. Whatever is in the prarabdha. Nidraluvat. He is like a sleepy person. Sleepy person is a realized person. What a characteristic. So whenever you see a person in the daytime sleeping, he is a... It's not that way. He is sleeping toward the world, but always awake toward Brahman. We all are sleeping toward Brahman and awake toward the world. Nidraluvat. Balvat, like a baby, mother feeds. Same way, Jnani is not worried about his fruit. Does not demand also. Why? Tasya brahmani ramate chittam nandati nandati nanditeva. Where is chitta? Where is his mind? Mind is in Brahman. And what is Brahman? He is enjoying ananda. He is enjoying. So he is innocent and desireless. Sapna alokita lokvat jagadidam pasyan kvachita labdadi. Labdadi means dhyan. We have got the Brahmakar vritti. When we are sitting in the meditation, we have got the Brahmakar Vritti. And therefore, no Bahya Vritti is there. Bahya Vritti, Idam Vritti is replaced by Brahmakar Vritti. No Bahya Vritti. But when you come out of the Samadhi, when the Jnani comes out of the Samadhi, Labdadhi, it is not that 24 hours he will be sitting in the Dhyan. He will come out. That avastha is called Vyutthan avastha, Uthan. Vishesha Rupena Uthan. He has come out from the Samadhi. Then what is his state of mind? Labdadhi. Now he is seeing. He is seeing the world also. Eyes are open. Okay. But he is seeing the world as a dream. As a dream. In Yoga Marg, after Samadhi, Rag Dvesh comes back. We have discussed this point many times. If we follow the Ashtanga Yoga without Sravan Manan Nididhyasan, without the knowledge of self, we go to Samadhi, we can be successful. We will reach that state. What is that state? Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. We can reach that state. But when we come back, again the Rag Dvesh will be there. It is only in the Vedanta when we, after studying of Vedanta, we go into the Samadhi, we will come back, Ragdvesh gone, Vasana gone, all removed. Then what will be our perception of the world? Sapnavat. Many times I have explained this thing. This Jagrat is also is dream number one. In this dream number one, we go into the dream number two. When we come out from dream number two to dream number one, we say, when we are in dream number one, that dream number two is false. A person who has come out from the dream number one, that means who has got to realize, after realization, he will say, this dream number one is also a dream. So Jagrat Avastha is also a dream for him. So it is just like a sapnavat only. So Jnani is not giving attention to the world. He looks like a normal person, but he is not giving reality to the world. And when he walks, we can't recognize. We can't recognize. Even when Gurudev was there, a realized person walking on this earth, many people did not realize it. Did not give value even. Many instances happened. One such instance was that Siddhavadi. He wanted to make a hall. He called trustees, I want to make a hall here. In the open air it is very difficult. Devotees, they suffer a lot of problems. And the trustees, they said, where will you get the money? Your proposal is rejected. Nahi hoga. He said, in couple of days, one lady from Delhi came, Kamala, she came and said, I want to donate money for a hall here. So his sankalpa was Narayan sankalpa. Is coming from, is not for his personal sankalpa, was not there. It was the Narayan who was speaking inside from him that this is, it should be done. And she donated whole money for that hall. One lady.
Kamala Hall.
And the name of that hall was given Kamala Hall. About which trustee will reject that proposal? Money is coming in. Nobody can stop it now. Ananta Punya Phalbhuka, he is enjoyer of fruit of Ananta Punya. It has fructified in the form of realization. Earlier said in Vivek Chudamani, verse number 2, Mukti na satjanna koti sukrate punyai bina labhyate. Now he is enjoying his punya. So such person is rare, blessed, and this is the description of the Sthita Pragya. So next 16 verses, Shankaracharya describes Sthita Pragya. Can we see one more? It's a small. 427.
Sthita Pragyo Yatirayam. Yasadanandam Ashnute. Brahmanneva Vilinatma. Nirvikaro Vinishkriyah. Sthita Pragyo Yatirayam Yasadanandam Ashnute. Brahmanneva Vilinatma Nirvikaro Vinishkriyah.
Yati I am, such master of senses. Yati, who has controlled his senses. Yati. Sthita Pragya, man of steady wisdom. What he has done? Vilin Atma, having merged himself. Where? In Brahmani, Brahmani Eva, in Brahman. And what he is doing? Sadanandam Asnute. Asnute, he is enjoying. What? Sadananda. So he has merged his mind in the self and he is enjoying that everlasting bliss. Nirvikara, without any modification. Vinishkriha, without any activity. No vikar, outside world is not affecting him. Vinishkriha, he is not doing any kriya also. Sthita Pragya Yatiyam, this Yati, master of senses, is called Sthita Pragya. And the detail of the meaning of the Sthita Pragya will come in the next verse. Yes, Sadananda Usnate, one sign of Sthita Pragya is always Ananda. Always Ananda. It is said Gurudev used to laugh and his whole body is really sick like this. Always Ananda. That was the Ananda he used to. And one Brahmachari asked him, what should I get to Gurudev? Well, next time when you come with a smile. Always smile. Brahmani eva bilinatma. His mind is absorbed in Brahman. Already we have seen earlier. Where is his mind? His mind is always in Brahman. Always continuing. Nirvikaro viniskriya. He is free from calm, krodh, joy, sorrow. His mind is calm. No vikar in mind. Therefore, no kriya. Viniskriya. No calm. No desire. Free from action, no selfish action, no kartitva, and he is very dynamic, even without any kartitva, no doership, but he is very, very dynamic. That we have seen in the life of our Gurudev, working 16 hours, 18 hours a day. So such persons, all karma become akarma. How to make all karma akarma? We have seen in Bhagavad Gita also, without doership, without attaching to the fruit of action, and always having the knowledge that I am akarta. With that, if we act in the world, then it will be, all actions will become viniskriya. In Bhagavad Gita also, we have got sthit pragyalachan. Here also, Shankaracharya is going to give us sthit pragyalachan. That we'll see in our next class. So next class will be on 10th of January. We have got holiday for 2 weeks. Then we again meet on 10th January. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.